الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we start our day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Allah wahidu yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 Listen, peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. Karu tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bara. کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions علیہ مردوان تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانا نور کا So dear viewers of Madini channel, let's begin our program. Let's commence with the recitation of Durood Pak as we dedicate a segment every single morning for the recitation of Durood Salat and Salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a very famous book called Al-Qawl al-Badi', it has been mentioned, narrated by Hadrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She says that it was the time of Sahri. I was in my room knitting and sewing something when suddenly the lamp in my room was extinguished. It blew off. And the needle from my hand slipped and fell to the ground. She says, in the darkness of that room, I was searching for my lost needle. Allahu Akbar. She says, it was that moment when the prophet of both worlds, Allahu Akbar, Rasul Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walked into the room and there was so much of light and noor that was illuminating from his blessed forehead, from his Mubarak teeth, Allahu Akbar, that I had found my lost needle. Subhanallah, she says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is so much of radiance and noor on your blessed face that I had found my lost needle. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ لَا يَرَانِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Destruction for the one who hears my name and does not send salat and durood upon me. The one who hears my name but does not send salams upon me, that person is unfortunate. He is a miser. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, from this beautiful narration, firstly we learn about the beauty of Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. As the poet says so beautifully, Shair farmate hain,
وہ دیا جو بجھ گیا تھا وہ جو کھو گئی تھی سوزن
سوزن refers to needle and Urdu it's called سوئن the poet says دیا refers to lamp
وہ دیا جو بجھ گیا تھا وہ جو کھو گئی تھی سوزن ہوا ہے طرف اجالا جو حضور مسکرائے ہوا ہے طرف اجالا جو حضور مسکرائے ہوا ہے طرف اجالا.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla enlighten our hearts with dhikr Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite a munajat in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So without feeling shy, inshallah, let's make this plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, we will move towards our discussion, as our discussion for this morning shall be in relation to Baytul Muqaddas, which is in Jerusalem. We are going to be speaking about this holy mosque, inshallah. Please stay with us from now till the end of today's episode and program. But subhanallah, right away, we are engaging in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the form of munajat. Let's get together and recite this unanimously.
ربنا يا ربنا 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 یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہ مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا ربنا یا ربنا یا الہی گرمی محشر سے جب بھڑکے بدن یا الہی گرمی محشر سے جب بھڑکے بدن دامن محبوب کی ٹھنڈی ہوا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا 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 یا ربنا یا ربنا یا الہی نام اعمال جب کھلنے لگے یا الہی نام اعمال جب کھلنے لگے عیب پوشے خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا 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 یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے قدسیوں کے لب سے آمین را بنا کا ساتھ ہو ربنا یا ربنا 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 صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. After making this plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for our sins to be pardoned, for us to be saved from the heat of the hereafter,
which is on the day of judgment. After making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for our books of deeds and our accountability to be taken in privacy and for Allah Azza wa Jalla to conceal our faults, we move towards our discussion, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in relation to Masjid al-Aqsa, which is in Jerusalem. It's quite important for us to know the history behind this auspicious and this Mubarak Masjid, which is of course the first Qibla for the Muslims of this Ummah. The foundation for this Mubarak Mosque was laid by none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. He is a Mubarak Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Many miracles are famous about Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. His Mubarak and blessed voice was also a miracle. Subhanallah, the mountains and the trees would sway when he alayhi salam would speak and recite Allahu Akbar. Even birds would fall to the ground whilst they fly high above the air when they would hear the voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. The flowing rivers and waters will come to a standstill, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It has been mentioned that 100 women had passed away instantly when they heard the voice of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Another beautiful miracle of his was that whenever he would touch any metal, it would melt and bend instantly. Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam is actually the father of Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. So he had laid the foundation of Baytul Maqdis, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And when his earthly life came to an end, just before he had made parda from this world, dear viewers of Madani Channel, he had handed over the responsibility of the completion of this blessed mosque to his blessed son, who is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was only 13 years old when he was elected as the king, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for his blessed father was also a king. He was a Bacha, yet his life had begun as he was herding his goats for a livelihood. But subhanallah, as time went, he alayhi salam had became a king, dear viewers, and now his son Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is a Bacha, and he passed away at the age of 53, whereas he ruled for 40 years during his lifetime. Allahu Akbar. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had handed over the responsibility. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had taken this masjid to its completion. And it has been mentioned that he alayhi salam had assigned a group of men and jinns for the construction of this masjid. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the construction work remained in progress for a long period of time, to the extent that even his earthly and worldly life was about to come to an end. When he realized that the completion of this masjid has not yet been completed, so he made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He supplicated and said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. He invoked the supplication by saying that, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, my time has come to an end, yet the completion is still in progress. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, do not reveal my death upon the jinns, so that this may also be in open, that the jinns have no knowledge of the unseen. This shall be revealed, that they have no knowledge of the unseen. It was the usual habit of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla for a long period of time. So he went into the arch of the masjid and he engaged himself in ibadah. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam stands in the arch of the masjid with his asa and stick. And Allah Azza wa Jalla caused him to pass away in that halat and condition and posture where he alayhi salam passed away, and this was not revealed to the jinns for a year, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. For 1 year, he alayhi salam stood in that posture without the jinns even knowing that he has passed away. They continued with the labor, and he alayhi salam stood there whilst he had passed away. After 1 year, as the teachings of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed ayat in the Holy Quran Pak explaining this beautiful and amazing parable, dear viewers, that the termite of the earth were consuming and eating the stick of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, which caused the stick to break and he alayhi salam went to the ground. And then only this was revealed to the jinns that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away. For one complete year he alayhi salam stood in that position, dear viewers of Madani channel. Let's see what Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Pak in the following words. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So when we sent the command of death towards him, meaning Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, jinns were not informed about his death except the termite of the earth. Allahu Akbar. The jinns were not informed about his passing away except for the termite of the earth, which was eating his staff. And when he came down on the ground, the truth about the jinns was exposed. What was the truth about the jinns? That they had no knowledge of the unseen. If they had known the unseen, they would have not remained in the disgraceful punishment. In brackets, it's labor. Allahu Akbar. Had they known that he had passed away, then they would have not been doing this. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many, many models we learn by this. The reason to mention this was important for us to know that though Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had laid the foundation of Baytul Maqdis, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a very great king, dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azawajalla, we will go into detail with relation to his kingdom. Allah azawajalla had made animals and birds and the wind, everything subservient to him. They would obey his command. In fact, subhanallah, he actually made dua in the court of Allah azawajalla when he had laid the foundation or when he had completed or when he was building and erecting Baytul Maqdis. What was the three duas and the wishes of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam? When you will open the books of ahadith, dear viewers of Madini channel, you would learn he made this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me such kingship which is never granted to anyone else after me. Grant me such hukumat and rulership, such bachahat, that such type of kingdom should not be given to anyone after me. The second dua he made was, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant me such a mulk and country which is not granted to anyone else also after me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. That Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted him such kingdom and rulership that was not granted to anyone else after him. But subhanallah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is unmatched, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, there are many other narrations, such as once the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had captured a jinn, and the next morning he had told his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, that last night there was a jinn that was interfering and I had tied him to this pole here at this place. But I then thought to myself, this was the dua of my brother Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, he asked for such power and kingdom that is not granted to anyone else after him. So I had then released the jinn. In other words, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam had such authority and power that he could even tie the jinns, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam then released the jinn. Just to make you understand, dear viewers of Madani channel, the power of the Holy Rasul, his ability and authority is beyond anyone's imagination. Let's inshallah azawajalla listen to one kalam, and when we do return, we will go into much more detail. Please stay tuned and locked to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وسلم.
آقا بلالو مدینے, آقا بلالو مدینے, گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی, گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی, میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی, پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی, میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی, پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی. آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف, آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف, مکہ مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، میرے گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، بعد آپ کے غرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا، واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، میرے گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا تار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے کبھی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آقا بلال و مدینے.
سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We were listening to this beautiful and amazing kalam. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had made this intention that he wanted to build a room, a place for the sacred box. It had contained the staff and the Mubarak shoes of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It contained the ring of Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Tabuti Sakina had contained some scriptures as well, even some particles of Man and Salwa. Allahu Akbar. It had the turban of a great Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. So there were many things in this Tabuti Sakina, and it was called the box of contentment, for whenever the Bani Israels would come back with the opposite party and the opposite group, then they would supplicate through the wasila of this box and they would ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for help and assistance. Allahu Akbar. A sound would emanate from Tabuti Sakina, which was a sound of victory. Subhanallah. Even when they had to make any mashwara and they would not come to any conclusion, subhanallah, they would make mashwara whilst they would keep this box before them. And the blessings of Tabuti Sakina is that the angels would carry Tabuti Sakina. They would bring this box and leave it before the Bani Israel's, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he intended to do this. Allahu Akbar. However, this Tabuti Sakina had disappeared by Bukht Nasr, who was a king who also ruled upon this entire earth. As it has mentioned that there are four people who ruled this entire world. From them, two were Muslims and two were non-Muslims. Bukht Nasr or Bakht Nasr, as historians have written both the names. Bukht Nasr is one of the most famous names, and he was a person who was abandoned and he was found by one of the idols, and people had named him, since the idol name was Nasr, so they called him the son of Nasr, Bukht Nasr. He was a very bad ruler, Allahu Akbar. So when he had ruled, due to that, that box had then disappeared, for he had caused so much of destruction at Baytul Muqaddas, that everything was destroyed because of this unjust king. However, Allahu Akbar, I mentioned before earlier, dear viewers of Madani Channel, then this was the first Qibla of the Muslims. Approximately for 1.5 years, this remained as the Qibla for the Muslims until the day when the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam intended only in his heart, as he was in the state or in the state of salah, engaged in ibadah, when he had this desire that if only the Qibla could be the Holy Kaaba for the Muslims. This verse was revealed in the Holy Quran Pak that, O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall turn your face. And in Salah, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards the Holy Kaaba, which never even invalidate his Salah, for this is the speciality of Nabi Kareem Ra'uf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including the companions, that they all turned with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salah. And since that day onwards, the Qibla for the Muslims became Baytullah, Kaabatullah Sharif, subhanallah. But the first Qibla for the Muslims for engaging in worship was Baytul Maqdis, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih al-Bukhari had even given glad tidings for the conquest and victory of Baytul Maqdis. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in various ahadith, and I'm just giving you the conclusion, as the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that closer to the day of judgment, when the Dajjal will emerge, he will cause destruction throughout the globe. According to some narrations, in 40 days he will cause this destruction, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from the fitna and from the mischief of the Dajjal. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us and keep us in grant us his protection through the sadqa and wasila of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, and furthermore, subhanallah, when you open the books of ahadith, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had even mentioned that do not travel to any other place except for these three places with the intention of thawab, and he referred to Masjid-e-Haram, Masjid-e-Nabawi and Baytul Maqdis, to say that when you ride or when you travel to these places with the intention of thawab, surely Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant you thawab immensely. And subhanallah, many companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had also visited this Mubarak and blessed Masjid of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Hadrat Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who does not know the famous Muazzin of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, he had even visited Baytul Maqdis with Hadrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the responsibilities of this masjid was with Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an. He was in charge of this, and he had handed over the responsibilities of this masjid to Hazrat Sayyidina Muaz bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Many sahaba ikram had visited this masjid, for they heard the reward and the blessings of even performing salah there. So they had traveled to this masjid, dear viewers of Madini channel. Hadrat Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Muaz bin Jabal, Hadrat Sayyidina Ubaidah bin Al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hadrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam, Tamim Dari, and Ubaidah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. All these companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, and many other companions, even visited Baytul Maqdis with this intention of thawab, after hearing the virtues and the blessings of this Mubarak and sacred mosque, dear viewers of Madani channel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the night of Mi'raj, had traveled to this masjid, Allahu Akbar, which was covered in a short portion of the night. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled from there, from Masjid-i-Haram to Aqsa, and he even performed salah. He led the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam in namaz. Every prophet of Allah azza wa jalla that was presented there, a lot of people, through the waswasa of Iblis and Shaitan, as this waswasa might come again, that it is quite impossible for the intellect of human, you know, the details of Mi'raj may deem the intellect of a human being to be impossible. How is this ever possible for someone to travel with his jasad, with his body and soul together, during such a long journey that takes months to cover and will take thousands and millions of light years to cover, even if you have to travel to the first heaven? How is it possible within a short span of the time, aside from the teachings of the Holy Quran Pak, which is of course the biggest dalil, which is in the 15th part of the Holy Quran Pak, Subhanalladhi asara bi'abdihi, that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, glory be to the one who has carried and taken his bondsman. Allahu Akbar, who has taken his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nowhere in any hadith the Holy Rasul claimed to say he himself went, but the Quran declares and says that I had taken my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And furthermore, dear viewers, if logically you look at this, subhanallah, Buraq was sent. Many ahadith confirms that a transportation of conveyance was sent for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his reverence and respect and honor. You think for yourself, if the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had traveled with his Mubarak and blessed ruh and souls, to kya Buraq ko pahunchaya jata? Kya Buraq ke zariye se ruh ko bitha kar ke liya jaya jata? No, dear viewers of Madani channel, the scholars and the ulama-e ahle sunnat, subhanallah, so beautifully explain this, and they say that the reason for Buraq to come was that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled with his Mubarak body and soul together. And there are many other dalail and proof and evidence of this Mubarak journey, which was covered within a short portion of the night. It is an amazing night, an amazing parable, dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to repent with sincerity. So, subhanallah, this masjid is that holy masjid and historical place whereby the greatest gathering on this earth had ever taken place. Which is the greatest gathering? It is the gathering of the Mubarak and blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. This is one particular masjid in the world where all these messengers were gathered together and they read their salah behind the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about the barakat and the blessings which surround this masjid. It includes the entire compound, dear viewers of Madani channel. Until next time, dear viewers, we'll be back. Keep reciting durood and salat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is none other than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay good, be good, and do good. Wherever you are, remember, our maqsad and mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us.